Haley Humphrey won the women's bobsled race at Lake Placid yesterday. Of course, starting the process, the build-up towards the 2018 Games in Pyeongchang. She's one of Canada's most decorated athletes, defending gold medalist from Sochi, just as she was from 2010 in Vancouver. And we're very pleased to be joined by Kaylee Humphreys. Kaylee, first of all, congratulations on winning yesterday. I know that's a competitive track for you. I know that you and Elena, I think what now it's 7-6, is it? You guys head to head? I think between you and Elena, you've got 7 first places. She's got 6. It's like when you're on the podium, the other one has to be on or something like that.
I don't know the exact number, but it definitely is. It's a bit of a battle. We call it the Battle Royale because it's, yeah, I mean, between her and Jamie Grubel-Poser, it's going to be a tough competitive season and has been for the last couple of years. So I don't know the exact numbers. I really just try and focus on my plan and process and doing the best I can every single race. But she makes my life difficult, that's for sure. I love her, but she makes it challenging.
This will be you'll be going after your third Olympic medal, but how many Olympic cycles would this actually be for you?
I started bobsleigh in 2003.
Okay.
So this will be my 15th straight year competing in the sport. I spent the first 3 years as a brakeman, so the person at the back.
Right.
Culminated in me being an alternate in the 2006 games. And then, so this will be my 12th season as a pilot. And technically my 4th Olympic Games, but my 3rd competing.
Right. Okay. Does your preparation change or has your preparation changed over the years? And what are you doing, if it has changed, what are you doing differently for Pyeongchang compared to, let's say, to what you did for Sochi and what you did for Vancouver?
Definitely. This Olympic cycle is different. All Olympic cycles are different. So going into Sochi, I tried to stick to a very rigid plan and process that I learned in 2010 because it worked in 2010 and they didn't know what else to do. Since going through that process, though, and being older and wiser and having gone through this numerous times, I definitely understand that as much as I thought Sochi was the same, it was drastically different than Vancouver. Each Olympic cycle was very different. And the more I try and make them the same, I think the worse it is. The more I stress, the more I panic, the more the more pressure I feel that I put on myself. So as I get older and wiser within the sport, I'm learning to adapt and adjust and trust myself. I think that was something that Sochi really provided me from a driver's aspect, was that, you know, these Olympic cycles are very different. I am a very different person and athlete. Sochi definitely provided a lot more a lot more confidence and a lot more stability in me as an athlete and what I can do and how I plan and prepare and believing in myself. And so going into this Olympic cycle, I definitely am very aware of my abilities. I continue to work very hard. I train as if I'm second place all the time. That's part of the reason why I train in the summers with Alana down in Phoenix at Altus, because I never want to feel complacent. I never want to think that I am consistently the best and no one can touch me. At the end of the day, I am very aware that my competition is very stiff, but I also firmly believe that myself and my teammate in Canada as a whole can win Olympic gold medals. We've done it in the past. We're going to continue to do it again. I believe in myself and my abilities, and I know that if I stand on that line with no regrets and having trained as hard as I have this summer, that there's no reason why I can't be victorious at the bottom, because I have what it takes and I've proven that. So it definitely has been a long drawn out process. Like I said, I'm a different athlete mentally and physically now. So this 4 years is different and will be different than it was going into Sochi, and very different than it was going into 2010. I was a newbie in 2010. No one expected much. I had no pressure on me. I don't know if I fully believed in myself going into Sochi, that was tested. You know, I had to believe in myself and my abilities, but at the same point, I kind of thought maybe it was a little bit of a fluke. After Sochi, very much realized that I was able to perform on demand and that I knew what I was doing. And I believed in myself and what I expected from myself, I was able to deliver. So I now know that that is possible. We still have a fairly young team, a part of our bobsleigh team going into this cycle. You know, I'm 32 now, so that is very different than my first Olympics at 20 years old in 2006. As anybody, I hope we all, as people, learn to grow and develop, and I've done that. So I'm training this year. The key principles, my coaching staff, all of that are the same. I want to make sure that I surround myself. I don't have a very big group of people that I trust, but those people are very important to me. My coach, Jim McMillan, and some of my therapists, and Stefan Bosch for my pilot coach. So all of those people are still very much around me, and I trust and need in order to be successful. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a third Olympics where the chance of defending is very real. Who that's with, I don't know yet, but I do trust and believe in our coaching staff and our country that it will be whoever Canada has and whoever the best breakman is. That's who I want to myself, and that's what it's going to take to defend for a third time. And I want to show the country that I deserve to be in that number one slot as well. I work hard. My position is not given at any point either. I've got to earn the respect of the breakman and of my teammates and of the country to show that, you know, we can make the best team possible.
Kaylee, I'm getting older, not necessarily wiser. I've been called insane by a lot of people in fighting for 15 years, much bigger and stronger people. But having said that, in no which way is there any amount of money that could put me into a sled. How did you get involved in what made you want to get to those speeds and do this as a sport, something that you've thrived through and obviously been a champion with?
I first got into it as a way to go to the Olympics, or the potential to. I'd wanted to go to the Olympics since I was a very young kid, since I was seven. Watching Mark Tewksbury at the 92 Games was really what ignited everything. And having been, I'm born and raised in Calgary, so being around Canada Olympic Park, now Winsport, and growing up in the mountains, ski racing was what I first wanted to go to the Olympics for, and it was my first love in sport. And it really taught me a lot. But when I was 16, I realized it wasn't going to happen. I wasn't at that level. I was never going to be good enough. But I trained at COP at the time, and I had been around bobsledders, and I knew of the bobsled track. You know, yes, I've watched Cool Running numerous times, so I knew of the sport. And so a lot of it was environment and just being in the right place at the right time and having an option to go to a secondary sport, knowing that I didn't want to give up on my Olympic dream and I wanted to continue. And I also, you know, tried to be smart with it and pick a sport that I could be good at, something that I could potentially thrive at. And for me, my legs have always been pretty big. I put on muscle very easily for a girl. And between bobsleigh and speed skating, those were kind of my top two. And I still really want to try speed skating one of these days. But bobsleigh was the first one. I looked it up online and I went to a talent ID camp. So I just showed up at one of the bobsleigh testing camps and wanted to see if I would be good. And from there, got invited to the national team camp, and within 3 years, you know, was an alternate at the 06 games. So it's been a step-by-step process. I've tried to learn, you know, through mistakes of my own, but by watching a lot of the top people in the sport, through their trials and triumphs. So it's, I am not who I am without everybody else that has proceeded before me within the sport.